Don't let the weather fool you. It's officially the first day of fall in Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
It's time for Act Locally Waco. I'm Will Burney, and filling in for Ashley Bean Thornton is Allison Abel. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On Saturday, we have the Waco Hispanic and Senior Resource Fair.
Come join in the celebration of Hispanic heritage and help all of our senior community. There'll be great games, great outreach, and great information. It's going to be at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce on Saturday starting at 10 a.m., and that's on 915 LaSalle.
And on Sunday, we have the Two Become One Bridal Expo.
Have you or someone you know just gotten engaged? First, congratulations. And second, there's so many things to think about. Where are you supposed to start? Well, that's where this expo comes in. They help brides get through all of the planning and the stress that goes with it. That's going to be at the Waco Convention Center, 100 Washington Avenue. It's $5 to get in, and it starts at 1 on Sunday.
And on Monday, we have the 2017 Bell Russell Lecture, The Warmth of Other Suns.
Isabel Wilkerson, Pulitzer Prize winner and National Humanities Medalist, will be joining us to talk about her work, The Warmth of Other Suns, which tells the true story of three people among the 6 million who made the decision of their lives during the Great Migration, a watershed in American history. She's become an impassioned voice for demonstrating how history can help us understand ourselves, our country, and our current era of upheaval. This is a free lecture. It's going to be at 3:30 on Monday at the Cashin Building on Baylor Campus.
And then later that night, we have the Heart of Texas College Night.
This is a great exhibit of 100 colleges from across the nation. It's open to all students, grades 7 through 12, and their parents. It's an opportunity for these students to visit with college representatives and learn more about those colleges without the expense of traveling. This is an absolutely free event, and it starts at 6 on Monday at the ExtraCo Events Creative Arts Building.
And then on Tuesday, we have CASA 101.
CASA trains volunteers to advocate for children who have suffered abuse and neglect and found themselves in foster care. They're offering a free informational session this Tuesday at 6 p.m. for anyone looking to volunteer to make a difference in a child's life. It's going to be held at their offices at 2223 Austin Avenue.
And on Wednesday, we have the Open Meditation Group.
This is a short guided meditation followed by gentle movement and closing with silent sitting. It's going to be held at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Waco. That's at 4209 North 27th Street on Wednesday at 5:30. It's free to all and happens every Wednesday.
And on Thursday, we have the coffee and book review where you can review I Am Malala.
Bob Ann Center will review I Am Malala with Christina Lamb. Proceeds are going to assist Voice in serving children and their families. For reservation, contact Voice, Inc. There's no cost for this book review, but there is a suggested donation of $15. It'll start at 10 a.m. on Thursday at the offices of Voice at 1101 Wooded Acres, Suite 118.
And later that night, we'll have the 2017 Biennial Artist Conversation with Doug and Mike Starn and Jason Kaufman.
The All Britain Art Institute will host internationally acclaimed, category-defying artists Doug and Mike Starn and art critic Jason Kaufman. It will be on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Roxy Grove Hall inside Waco Hall at Baylor University. The Biennial Artist Conversation will give a look into the lives of the collaborative twins and their impressive career as artists. A reception will follow in the Waco Hall lobby.
Well, there's certainly a lot of things to do to start off your fall, even if it's still warm in Waco. Thank you so much for sharing these events, Allison. And you can find a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org. Thanks for listening.
We have the best darn folks you'll ever know. Makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.